Today is the 11th of January 2014, and I'm interviewing David Reddy of Slade Farm in Burwell. If you can tell me how long or the history of your farming here in Burwell, that would be a good start for us, because you go a long way back, don't you?
Well, we go a long way back. As I said, great-grandfather, he took the tenancy of this farm on in the 30s. And he was the tenant until 1947. And then he retired, and my father took the tenancy on until 1979, 1980. Then that's when he retired, and I took the tenancy on. Hopefully, I don't know, it just depends what happens. I mean, my son is the next generation. If he is lucky enough to carry on after me, so be it.
But would you be willing to do that?
He would like to, I think.
Can you talk about the early days that you remember on the farm?
The early days. The earliest memory I've got is in 1947, when we had terrific snow and etc., etc. My father and his friend, named Edward or Ted Irons, in 1947, they built a sledge to clear the road. They eventually made this sledge up, put it behind a tractor, a Ford Standard tractor, and David, being a clever little boy, he thought he'd have a ride on the sledge. He went about 10 yards and fell off because it was uneven, you know. And then I shudder to think what the health and safety would say about that nowadays.
You learn quick.
But that is my earliest memory of Slade Farm. Mm. I can remember, I never forget it, because, it was great. And then that year, my elder sister, when we was living up the farm, it was so snowy, she couldn't get down. She used to work in Brookmans Avenue in Cambridge, in the food office, issuing coupons, etc., etc. So she stayed down in the village with grandmother, because she couldn't bike or walk up the farm. That was too rough, you see. Well, that was 1947. That is my earliest memory of Slade Farm.
Did you have animals here? What kind of farm was it?
Oh yeah, it was a mixed farm. We had beef, we had pigs, and every year Mother used to have her turkeys for Christmas. Mm. She always used to have 50 or 60 turkeys. And that's a laugh. We shall always remember this. I'm not going to mention the person's name, but somebody who used to live in the village, he came one Christmas and said, I want the biggest turkey you've got, he said. So Mother said, all right, you can have the biggest one I've got. Anyway, this turkey weighed over 30 pounds. It was a real big one.
Can't get it in the oven.
So he had this turkey. And then Mother saw his wife, and she said, Peggy, what have I got to do with that turkey? I can't get it in the oven. That's so big. So anyway, after Christmas, Mum said about the turkey, she said, what we done, we took it up to Lane's, the local baker, and they baked it in their oven for us. But she couldn't do anything with it. But that brought him down to earth, shall we say. I want the biggest one you've got. So he had it, but they couldn't do anything with it. That was Mother's turkeys. And then, from then on, Father and myself, we built a deep litter house for chickens, and then used to do eggs, quite a few eggs, actually, you know. And then what else happened then? And then, she went and had a few ducks, but they weren't very satisfactory. She didn't have them long, only a couple of years maybe, and then went back to the chickens and carried on with chickens and turkeys. And Father and myself done the pigs and the cattle. Every Saturday morning,
Thank you.